Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're rounding down the last couple of Mishnayos here in Chapter 5. We are looking at Hey Tadvav. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah is with us until the end of Chapter 5, and then we're on our own, though we have his translation in his book, this wonderful book that wrote in addition. And God willing, a couple more weeks, and then we'll be winding down for the whole season 4. So let's look at the number 4 again, talking about the different type of students who sit in front of the sages. Arba midos b'yoshvim lefnei chachamim. There are 4 kinds of people amongst those who sit before the sages. Sefog, a sponge, umashpich, a funnel, mishameres, a strainer, v'nafa, and a sieve. Sfog, shehu sofeg es hakol, a sponge absorbs everything, not being able to take out what's good to remember, what's not good to remember. A mashpech, a funnel, shemachnis bazu, a motzi bazu. It takes in from one and then lets out from the other, and that's not so good. That's like in one ear, out the other. Not good to have that one. Mishameres, a strainer, shemotzias hayayin v'koletes es hashmarim. A strainer is like someone who takes out the really important stuff and it goes out of his ears, but he remembers the really unimportant stuff. He's letting the wine out, but retaining the dregs. So from a whole shear, you know, a person talks to you about Hachnasas Orachim or Bikur Cholim, and the whole end of the matter, you think about one really unimportant point. Oh, it was so cool he went to California. That wasn't what the shiur was about. We're talking about things helping others, and the thing you remember is that he took a cool trip once. We don't want to retain the dregs. We want to retain the wine. The best is the nafa. The nafa shemotzia esakemach v'koletis esasolis. The sieve lets the flour dust out and retains the best flour. He listens to the shiur. He listens to the lecture. He listens to the rabbi. Listens to the people and figures out, wow, this was a wonderful shiur. What can I take out of it? What can I bring with me in the future? He gave me all the sources and I could figure out how to apply it in all situations. So he talked to me about the ideas about how to learn, how to do this and how to do that, and how to take it with me in the future. The best to be is the strainer. You're taking the wine, you're taking the flour out. Excuse me, the sieve. The sieve is the best. You let the flour dust out and you retain the really fine material, the really fine information, the really best stuff to keep with you. You see a page of daf and you say, wow, really good things to remember in this daf. So many cool things about all the wonderful things, and you really remember what to take with you. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that a sponge absorbs all liquids and water, whether clear or murky. A funnel is a utensil used to pour wine into bottles, such as the wine dealers use. A strainer is placed on top of a wine barrel when the wine is first poured in. A sieve is used to sift the better flour from the fine flour dust. It lets the flour dust pass through its tiny holes and retains the better quality flour, which is coarse or does not pass through the small holes. These 4 items can be compared to 4 types of students. A sponge absorbs everything, like a student accepts all lines of reasoning and is unable to distinguish between correct and faulty logic. So he's going to remember everything, not just what's good to remember, what's not, not just the correct reasoning and the incorrect. He's going to remember everything, not sifting things around. A funnel takes in from one end and pours out from the other, like a student who accepts all he hears but retains nothing. It goes in and then comes right back out, in one ear, out the other. A strainer lets the wine drip through and retains the dregs, like a student who forgets correct information, retains incorrect information. Concerning this, Shlomo HaMelech said, according to a man's intellect, he will be praised, but the distorted of heart will be put to shame. One should never make fun of others who know less than him. They do have some degree of intelligence. According to a man's intellect, he will be praised. But the distorted of heart, whose thinking is warped and retains only inaccurate information, will be put to shame. And rightly so. This describes the student who is like a strainer. And a sieve, the best one, lets the flour dust go through, retains the better, heavier flour. The flour dust is not as good, as it is very fine and sticks to the hands. This is somewhat heavier flour, is of better quality. The mincha consisted only of the heavier flour. This is like a student who retains correct reasoning but will not accept faulty thinking. Unimportant things will not enter his heart. If he does hear them, he will quickly forget them. We, too, should do whatever we can to try to be the sieve, to try to be like a sieve, think like a sieve, act like a sieve, especially when related to Torah learning. We take in the information and we sift out only the relevant points that really can help us and go with us, not all the extraneous information, whether he drove or flew to California or whatnot, things that really apply, things that really can help us stay in and day out. We should all be zocha to be sieves, to always have good information, wonderful Torah to stay with us throughout all of our days. Join us next time as we talk about conditional love and unconditional love, talking about the real wonderful love of no more natural rivals than David and Jonasson, who are best friends on earth, versus the other situation here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.